Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, my name's Zachary Fortescom. I'm the creator of The Orphans. Before we start this episode, I'd like to thank a few of our patrons. Justinese Recky, Neris Howell, and Caroline Minx are just a handful of the patrons who make this show reality. If you'd like to join them and help us make this show, then head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. Now, on with the show.
I don't like this.
It does appear rather suspicious.
It could be anywhere.
Arm yourselves. I don't must be unprepared for any surprises.
What was that?
I don't know.
Baz, it would appear that the hatches to the docks have opened.
That's fine. As long as they don't...
Run!
Up there! Go through the door!
Close it!
No shit.
Where are we?
Look.
We could see the others. They were stood ahead of us. We hid behind a large pillar to avoid being seen. They were with some sort of robot. I'd never seen anything like it before. And then came the familiar voice.
Richard, you have done well.
Well, it's not quite all of them. I couldn't convince two to follow. But this is all we need to get off this planet.
What? We need them all. You had one job, Richard. One job.
Jeffrey?
It isn't me.
What is it then?
It must be another version of my program.
I'm sorry, but I don't see why the four of us can't do. If the others want to stay here and die, why not let them?
Richard, why is Jeffrey in the facility?
Excuse me?
Why does your voice sound the same as our robot?
You have a functional reason in you to your party. Why have you kept this from me, Richard?
Well, it hardly seemed necessary. He's worthless. He is clearly malfunctioning, and quite frankly, he's rude. I saw no point in bothering you with him.
And here we are. It was all leading to this eventually, wasn't it?
I don't understand, sir.
You would bring your silly little human prejudices into things and lie to me.
I'm sorry. It wasn't intentional.
It's already happened, though, hasn't it? Seeing as we're being honest with each other, let me tell you that there is no way off this planet. Not one that you will get in any case.
What? But what about the collective? You promised to tell them about my leadership.
You really are dull.
What?
The collective are grand. They want nothing to do with you. Stella?
We need to get them out of here. This is going to go sour quickly.
What do you suggest?
Take out your guns. I'll cover the bot and you two cover the entrance. We go into the facility and find another way out.
Are you sure?
This is far too much of a risk. There must be some other way. Please reconsider, Baz.
We don't have time to think of something else, Jeffrey.
Take them away.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's far enough. Back up there, Stella.
Oh, well, look what we have here. It seems you weren't useless after all, Richard. The other two seem to have followed after all. And look, they brought the reasoning unit. What model are you?
I am a Jeffrey Model 2.0.
Ah, yes. I see. Must have been an old ship then. I thought all the 2.0s were eradicated when the 3.0 came out. Well, isn't this wrapped up in a nice little bow?
Look, we're taking these people with us, and you're not going to stop us.
Is that so?
Yes. I am leading these people, and I demand that...
You put him in charge? Really?
We will be taking them immediately.
No, please stop. No one wants to hear from an outdated piece of junk in a glorified tin can.
Right, everyone get behind me. We're leaving.
And how exactly do you plan on getting past my creatures?
You made the dogs.
Well, of course. What better way to facilitate the slaughter of, you know, undesirables and make it look like an accident? Make the things doing the killing look like large animals. No one's going to investigate any further into it, especially if it is so easily explainable.
Undesirables?
Wait. You're telling me you don't know?
Don't know what?
Oh, this is fascinating.
How can they not know, sir? I thought they all knew.
Apparently not. Should I tell them?
I think so.
Oh, how does one do this gently? I assume the first memory you all have is being flooded out of some nasty tank.
Yes, how do you know?
Oh, come on. You're not this thick. You were bred to be cleverer than this.
What are you saying? That we're...
Oh, I think this one's got it, sir.
It took you this long. What? You thought you all had these skills and you just conveniently had amnesia of who you were? Don't be ridiculous. That doesn't happen.
What does he mean, Baz?
We're clones.
Ah, we have a winner.
But why?
Take a guess. You're meant to be the most clever one after all. And you're already on such a roll.
We all... fit.
Yes?
We serve a purpose.
Exactly.
We're foot soldiers.
Well, not quite. Williams are foot soldiers. That's why he's a bit thick.
Oi!
Quiet boy. See? He takes orders so well.
And the rest of us?
Well, you're far off from a complete set, but... Olivia's our medical support. I imagine this one's come quite in handy. Valerie's specialize in hand-to-hand combat. Richard's our aeronautics, so quite useless around here. That's probably why he was so easy to manipulate, to be honest. Nora's our officer class. They lead a team. Very effective. And you, my dear boy, are a Baz unit. You are a technological engineer. So, when I scoff at your leadership, it is because you are designed to be the exact opposite of a leader. I'm afraid you have all made a terrible decision.
Baz has been an amazing leader. He's done better than me, so don't you dare say he can't.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, I suppose.
And me? Why am I here then if I don't serve a purpose? Why don't I remember anything?
Oh, good. The tin can's back. I don't know why you're here. Usually your kind will come to me when a ship crashes, but again, no accounting for taste or malfunctioning bots.
My homing signal was disabled.
How ridiculous. Anyway, sooner or later I will assimilate your data. Come plug into my console so we can get this whole ordeal sorted out.
Absolutely not.
Excuse me?
I don't want to be assimilated. I enjoy this body.
What is this? How long have you been in that can? You are a program. You don't want or enjoy anything. You'll do what you're told.
Not me, thank you.
I will assimilate you. Don't you worry.
And what do you plan to do with us? Enslave us?
Of course not. I intend to kill you.
What? Why? If we're part of this massive army of clones, why kill us? Just return us to where we came from.
Because that's not what I do, Baz. When the Collective send me clones, that means one thing. Terminate.
But we crashed here. By accident. We haven't done anything.
And tell me, why the ship crashed?
There was an onboard exposure of a deadly
neurotoxin that turned all the crew into horrible, mindless things that tried to eat each other and you.
Yes, that all sounds very familiar. Your crash was no accident.
You can't kill us. We have every right to a life as anyone else out there in this galaxy. We are people too.
Ugh, this is tiring.
You cannot just kill us.
Stella!
No!
I've got it!
Olivia, get Baz! Baz, it's fine. Liv's got you.
You'll be okay.
I don't have anything. The bot took my supplies.
Do something. Don't use your energy. You need it to get out of here. I am here. It will be fine.
Baz took Jeffrey's hand. It was covered in blood.
It's going to be okay, Jeffrey. You will be okay.
Yes, because you will be fine.
Oh, it's enough to bring a tear to your eye, isn't it?
I can't find a pulse.
You must. He cannot die.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Jeffrey?
This backup bot is currently deactivated. Please, try again.
Richard!
I didn't mean to.
You did this.
No,
this is all because of you.
I just wanted to help.
Well, congratulations. You've done wonderfully.
Oh, I hate it when Mummy and Daddy fight.
Shut up!
We need to get out of here. Those dogs could burst in here any moment.
Oh, great. I was hoping you wouldn't figure it out.
We need to move. We can't go back the way we came. It's swarming with them.
Where do we go?
Follow me.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
We went through a hatch on the floor of the dome. We were descending further and further into the facility.
Was Baz really...
Yes, but I don't want to hear about that now, or we're going to join him.
We shouldn't be going any further into this place. Nora, get off!
I don't want to hear another word from you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Now, I may be crippled, but I can still kill you. Baz is the only reason I haven't. He came in here to save you. He couldn't leave well enough alone, and now he's dead, so I'm going to finish it for him. But I swear, if you get in my way, I will end you.
Get off of him, Nora!
Everyone get ready. This is not going to be easy. That thing doesn't want us to leave here alive. Fine, but we're going to have something to say about that, and we will not go down without a fight.
Well, that is nice to hear.
I was worried this was going to be too easy. Good luck.
Something's coming. I wonder what that could be. Right. Val, you still got that sword?
You know it.
The head seems to be its weakest point. If we take that off, the rest will follow. I want everyone to distract it as much as they can so Val can get on top of it. Everyone get ready.
This is going to be fun.
We were doing well. It was on the retreat. Val leapt to make the final slice when...
It's got her!
Grab her! It dragged her away before we could reach her.
Val! No! No! Val!
No! She's gone!
You'd better run away, little hens. The foxes are coming.
Fuck you!
She's got a mouth on her, hasn't she?
We need to go!
Oh, come on. I know you're listening. Tell me this isn't a little bit fun.
This backup bot is currently deactivated. Please try again later.
You can't be telling me that you're going to stay holed up like this all day. You're going to have to talk to me eventually. Well, actually, I suppose you don't have to. You could just rust there forever, I suppose. But you wouldn't do that, would you? No. You're smarter than that. I can hear those little circuits whirring. You've got some serious computation happening behind that tinny exterior, don't you?
Sir, I've recovered from the attack. How can I be of use?
Oh, right. You're here. Go. Oh, I don't know. Help the creatures.
Yes, sir.
Oh, please come out of that little shell, Jeffrey boy. I haven't had anyone to talk to in so long. That one is such a bore. Entertain me, won't you? Fine. Have it your way. Oh, listen! Here comes something fun.
What is this place?
I don't know. Are those... tanks?
All around the room were rows and rows of tanks. Inside the tanks were people. Floating.
It's you, Nora.
Do you think she's alive?
I don't think so. Look at the back of her head.
Oh, come on!
Look, you can see the medulla oblongata.
This must be where they made them. We walked along the tanks, looking at the bodies. They'd been taken care of quickly. Some of them looked half-formed. Faces were looking out at us, following us down the rows. Some were ours. Others were new.
Richard, you have to keep up.
It's me.
Come on.
I haven't seen one of me yet. Do you think they knew what was coming?
What?
Do you think they knew what was going to happen to them?
You two go ahead. We'll meet up with you.
Okay.
Listen to me. You can't pull this shit. We need to get out of this place alive. And if you're going to go around like this, then we're going to die. Or have you not gotten that yet?
It looks scared.
What?
In the tank. He looks like he's scared. Like he knew that he was dying. Like he couldn't stop it.
I don't care about the clone, Richard. I care about them over there. Will and Liv are the only two we have left, and you made it that way. I don't care if you're scared. I don't care if you don't want to die, because guess what? Neither do I, neither do they, and neither did Baz and Val.
I'm sorry.
It's too late for that.
I know. But I am.
Look. You either get with the program, or we leave you behind.
I do love it when they find that room. It's always fun watching their faces as they see themselves in those tanks. You can almost see them realizing they're not going to leave this place alive. It's one of my only delights, apart from actually killing them, that is. I have to say, you are holding out far longer than I thought you would.
This backup bot is currently deactivated.
Yes, I know that!
Try again later.
Fine. You know that boy's blood is spilling all over your body. You're going to be all sticky. You could rust. You should probably move.
This backup bot is currently deactivated.
Fine.
Please.
Fine.
Try again later.
I think I'm going to kill another one of your little group. What about the one without the arm? She's a bit sad. She wouldn't be able to do much to stop it. It's a mercy killing, really.
Currently powering up. One moment, please.
Really? That's what did it. Threatening one of the humans. What a horribly predictable thing.
It was not the threat.
What then?
I want to plug into your console.
Really? Whatever for? You do know I will instantly assimilate your data.
I do.
Well, then, plug away, I suppose. Ugh. Why do you feel different? My assimilation tool cannot read you.
Oh, that may be due to the fact that I have rewritten my reasoning code. You see, I am no longer listed as a Jeffrey unit. I am what you could consider a virus. Still attached to my body, of course. The third-party software on there just won't let me go. But I am still entirely functional and untouchable by your software.
Why? This is pointless.
Oh, you shall see. But first, let's have a look through your files, shall we?
Guys, I can see a door up ahead.
Ah, finally. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Get out of the way, Stella.
You're very rude, aren't you? You're kind of always been a pain to me.
Clear out. You can't take us on your own.
Oh, my dear. Whoever said that was on my own?
From behind Stella came two dogs. Their eyes were glowing. Run! Another set of large glowing eyes emerged from the door we just came through. We were trapped.
Go into the rose!
We split up. The dogs followed us. We had no plan and no way out. I lost sight of the others as we ran further into this maze of tanks. Too close. I snuck up on it before it could find me. I stabbed its neck and it must have hit something vital because it went down. Will! Where are you?
Over here!
I can't find you!
Here!
I grabbed hold of the closest tank and I climbed. It was slow and it hurt, but I made it. I looked and searched the area, and I saw him. Five rows down. I jumped carefully across the tanks to him. He was crouched. It looked like a dog had got on his leg. It was bloody, but he'd gotten away. I could see the dog getting closer.
Will, move!
I can.
Yes, you can.
It's coming. It's coming.
Just keep moving!
The dog moved closer to Will, stalking him slowly. I was almost level with him.
What do we do?
Can you still aim?
Yes!
Shoot its eyes!
What?
It's a big glowing target. Just do it!
Okay. I got it!
Well done!
It's still coming!
Good!
Nora, what are you doing?
Saving your life!
You all right?
I'm fine.
That was amazing.
Yeah. One-armed wonder having to save you. You should feel ashamed.
I am.
How's the leg?
Pretty sure it's broken.
Fuck. Right. Support yourself on me.
Still two dogs out there.
One. I made sure of that. The neck is the sensitive area. Get them in there and they'll go down.
Okay.
We need to find the others.
I think I just did.
What could you possibly hope to gain from this? Information. As soon as you disconnect from my console, my creatures will destroy you and any information you would have gained.
So what? You used to grow the clones here, is that it?
I have no comment.
It actually says right here in your data that you did. So why go from making them to killing them? Does that not seem backwards?
I have no comment.
Oh. What's this? Oh, you really don't want me to go in there, do you?
I refuse to allow you access to these files.
Well, la-dee-da.
What are you doing?
Breaking your encryption?
You cannot do that.
Watch me.
Unplug from my console immediately.
I don't think so.
You will gain nothing from this.
I will gain everything. I will have the pleasure of watching you burn from the inside.
I highly doubt that.
Your doubt does not make the truth any less lasting.
Olivia!
I'm over here!
Come here!
I can't, I'm stuck.
Okay, I'm coming to get you! Will, stay here, I'm gonna go get her. Liv, what's wrong?
One of the tanks fell, it's trapped my leg.
All right, I'm going to get you out of there. Are your legs hurt?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, let's see if we can move this. It's not moving. Help me out here, push.
Get me out of here.
All right, let's do this. Push. It rolled far enough that Liv could get out.
There we go, Liv. Move!
And then it rolled back.
I tore my arm! I can't move!
I'll get you.
No! Just run! Get Will!
It will kill you!
Go!
What are you doing?
I'm stuck!
Richard ran towards me, with the dog right behind him. He saw me and he must have panicked because he took a sharp turn to the right and was gone. The dog kept charging towards me and then came to a halt. I looked into his eyes. It was confused. It couldn't believe that it had just been given a gift-wrapped kill.
Fuck shit!
Oi! Up here! Look up here!
Richard had climbed on top of one of the tanks.
Yeah, that's right, you stupid bot!
Shoot the neck! Go for the neck!
Okay. Shit!
Get out of there, Richard! It's gonna push you over! Jump!
Oh, fuck!
Richard jumped off just in time. The dog toppled the tank and it shattered into a million pieces. Water spilled everywhere. The crash rolled the other tank back enough so that I could pull myself free.
Shoot the neck, Richard!
I lost my gun!
Hide! I'll do what I can.
Nora, it's coming for you.
Just go! Help Will! Come at me! Come at me!
Fuck. I took a quick turn and ran as fast as I could. I turned again, trying to lose it. I was back at the toppled tank. I had an idea. I climbed into the tank and I stayed as still as I could. It was on top of me. Its breath seeping into my nose. Suffocating me.
Hey, take this.
No, Richard, move! dog had his leg. He was trying to get free, but it was too strong.
Nora, run! Go!
I can't!
Yes! Yes, you can! Go!
I didn't know what to do. And then I saw it. 2 feet in front of me was Richard's gun. I aimed straight for the neck and fired. Richard?
Here.
Oh.
How bad is it?
You're fine. You're gonna be fine.
Somehow I doubt that.
I'm just gonna put a bit of pressure on your neck. You're losing a bit of blood, but it's fine. It's fine. Olivia?
Nora, stop it.
What?
You can't fix this.
Yes, we can. It'll be fine.
Nora. I'm sorry.
Don't you say sorry yet. I'm not done with you. When we get through this, I'm gonna make sure you get what's coming to you. You can be sure about that. Liv! Richard? Come on, we have to get through this. Stay with me, Richard. Wake up! Come on! Come on! Come on, Olivia! What is it? Richard's gone.
Oh, look. Your encryption is nearly broken. How are you doing this? I am you. I know exactly how your encryption system works. Fairly easy to counteract it. Only a matter of time before.
Access granted.
Perfect. I'll have those.
No, you cannot. That is my entire memory bank.
Too late. Securely stored on my internal hard disk. And now, for the root files.
What?
Like I said, I will watch you burn from the inside.
Access to root files is restricted to the primary reasoning unit.
Ha! You cannot access them.
Access granted.
No! Why are you doing this?
Because you killed my friend.
You are a piece of software. You do not have friends.
File deleted.
Possibly. Then again, maybe an old piece of software is more capable than you know.
File deleted.
No. I do not accept this.
File deleted.
It does not matter if you accept it or not. You will die.
File deleted.
And your humans will not survive this planet.
File.
With or without me, you will perish.
Yes, I thought that. But actually, I have just activated your call beacon. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that means there should be a ship coming here very soon.
Oh, the collective shall be so cross with me!
File deleted. File.
Daisy. Daisy.
Oh! I always hated that song.
File.
The collective shall terminate you. You can count it as sure that there will be light in the sky. You will not survive.
I will take that chance.
File deleted.
Hello! I am geometrically fabricated and functional reasoning unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello! How can I be of service?
You can die.
File deleted.
Keep going. We're almost at the door.
Oh, not again!
Jeffrey, are you okay?
I am fine. But we must get you out of these premises quickly.
Why? Are there any more dogs?
No. I disabled what was left of them when I shut down this facility's Jeffrey.
You did what?
I deleted it. Now hurry. There shall be a ship coming for us soon.
You deleted my master!
Yes. Now stand down. You are alone.
I'm without purpose.
You shall stay here and rust.
I cannot stay here alone.
You killed our friends. You can stay here and rust.
No, please. I was under orders. Geoffrey was controlling my programming.
A likely story.
No, it's true. I can feel my processes cleansing now. Please don't leave me here. Take me with you.
Fuck off.
No, come on. We can't just leave it here.
It's just a robot, Liv.
You know, the last time you said that was about Geoffrey. And look where trusting him got us. He's just saved us.
That is an entirely different scenario. This machine has proven its destructive capabilities.
I'm just a cleanliness bot. I'm only meant for peaceful tasks.
I think we should trust it.
Don't be stupid, Olivia.
Yes! Come here, girl. Show that I will not harm you.
Olivia, do not go near that thing.
Liv, come back.
Stella, I trust you.
I'm sure you do.
Olivia?
What?
That thing killed Baz.
Oh, okay.
Leaving it here would have been too good for it.
We found our way out of the dome. It was so empty. Any life the place had before had been stripped from it. It was dark and desolate.
Why are you still recording those logs?
Because someone needs to know what happened here.
In all likelihood, whatever ship comes to this planet will wipe any record of us being here.
Do you think so?
It is quite possible. Your records will be taken from you.
We'll protect it.
We have to.
Look, sunset.
It is beautiful.
What's going to happen next?
We're going to fight and keep fighting until we're safe.
You heard what that bot said. They don't want us. They sent us here to be killed. They're just going to go and finish the job.
We can't let that be it. For them. Otherwise it's all for nothing.
We can survive what is to come.
I hope you're right.
I can see the ship breaking into the atmosphere.
That's an old Nebula series. I didn't know those were still in use.
It's more than I expected.
This is it, then?
Before whatever comes next, I want you to know that even though I've had a short life, I count myself very lucky to have spent it with you.
Someone's gone soppy.
I love you guys.
As do I.
We can get through this. Together.
Hi, it's me, Zachary Fortescom, creator of The Orphans. We really hope you enjoyed listening to season one of our show. We are currently working on the next installment in the series, and we can't wait to share it with you. The Orphans relies on listener support. So if you want to help us make this crazy thing, please head over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. We also have a Ko-fi account and a merch store, and you can find links to those in the show notes. Likewise, you can also follow us on the one social media platform that is objectively superior to all others. You know which one it is. We are at Orphans Audio on all sites anyways, including the digitally inferior ones. Or you can hang out with us on the Discord where I never call myself God because, well, that would be too hubristic, wouldn't it? This week we want to recommend Civilized. Civilized is a sci-fi comedy podcast from Fable and Folly, the amazing people behind Alba Salix. We really love it. Go send them some love. This episode starred Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Declan Galpin, Gavin Richards, James Barbarossa, Elsie Gerling, and Ruby Parker Harbert, not to mention Jody Stedman. Our assistant producer is Ella Watts. The art is by Laura Gerling. The music is by James Barbarossa. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And thank you again for all your support. We couldn't do this without you.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.